every son. It's one for all and all for one. We don't want war.
Can't take no more. It's drastic time for sure. We need an antidote and a cure. Cause do you really think Muhammad got a problem with Jehovah? We don't want war. Imagine if every prophet was alive and current days amongst you and I. You think they would view life like you and I do? Or would they sit and contemplate on why do we live this way? Act and behave this way? We still living primitive today. Cause the peace of the destination in war can't be the way. There's no way. So people, just be a woman, be a man. Realize that you can change the world by changing yourself, and understand that we all just the same. So when I count to three, let's change.
No time for grand philosophy. I'll barely keep my head above the tide. I got this mortgage, got three kids in school. What you're saying is the truth, but really troubles me inside. I'd change the world if I could change my mind. If I could live beyond my fears. Exchanging unity for all my insecurity. Exchanging laughter for my tears.
Real deposition in the midst of all these negative conditions, divided by beliefs, differences in religion. Why do we keep missing the point on our mission? Why are we killing each other? What's the reason? God made us all equal in his vision. I wish that I could make music as a religion, then we could harmonize together in this mission. Listen, I know it's really hard to make changes, but two of us can help and rearrange this. Cause utilize our power and our voices. Together we will unite and make the right choice and fight for education. Save the next generation. Come together as one. I don't understand why it's never been done. So let's change on a count of one.
It takes one, just one. And then one falls, the other one. And then the other falls, another one. Next thing you know, you got a billion. People doing some wonderful things. People doing some powerful things. Let's change and do some powerful things. Unity could be a wonderful thing.